Good morning. No, afternoon. So the city of Corinth. The city of Corinth was a really important city back in Paul's day. About 90,000 people lived there. And it was between some of the biggest cities in that part of the world. It was a major highway. It was a pretty rich city. And Paul went there, and Paul had a pretty strong heritage. He grew up in the families that were families in the Jewish community. He calls himself a Jew of Jews. But listen to what he says about his neighbors. "For though I am free of all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I may win more of them. To the Jews I became a Jew in order to win Jews. To those under the law I became as one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I may save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessing." So that's one of the reasons that we do these things called bridging events. I thought it was a really cool name. As Greg said the last time we met, I hadn't really heard that term before. But it really makes a lot of sense for us to have a bridge that reaches out to the community and keeps us from just being all by ourselves. It really puts us in the middle of that pathway of people's lives, hopefully. The other thing it does for us in Ephesians 4, we read about what does it mean to grow up together in church? What are we doing to be bound together as the body of Christ? And these bridging events do things like that for us as well. And Ephesians 4 specifically talks about some are given to be apostles, some to be teachers, and things like that. And those are great gifts, and we need those folks to do that. But I also like to go back into Exodus, and in Exodus 35, we read about as they're about to start building the tabernacle, God laid on certain men the ability to have great skills in building, in artisanship, in leadership, and out of that became this brand new church or the tabernacle where the people would come and worship together. So I think that those are two really important things to remember as we move forward with some of these bridging events. Sure, it is to reach others for Christ and give us a voice, but it's not the only way. But it's also to help us live together more and really get involved with each other's lives. So I'm just going to go through a real quick schedule here. And not all of the bridging events are here, but there's certainly things that you can invite other people to. So early March is going to be a really big month. And thankfully we have a really long February this year. So March 4th or 5th is going to be a marriage seminar, and that's going to be at Linworth, correct? Went last year, a year before, and that was pretty cool. March 25th is a Good Friday event. This year, the Flanagans are going to host it. I have more information for you guys. No. So we're going to do that here, and one of the main things we're going to do, we are going to show the Passion of the Christ. And we would really encourage you guys to invite people to that. So we're taking some extra steps to make sure we're doing that the right way. But we're going to have a little bit of other things going on during that movie. So it's going to be, again, more of this Good Friday experience, not just coming in and watching a good movie. March 19th or 26th. Now, those are Saturdays. So the 19th is the Saturday before Good Friday. The 26th is in between the sandwich of Good Friday and Easter. And I've communicated with Andrea. 19th. It is the 19th. Write that down. And Andrea is offering her vast years of experience in the Easter egg hunt industry. But she needs a team. So think about, pray about that. What will your involvement be on that? Like Greg said, April 22nd is the prayer vigil. And then June 19th will be our second Operation 516. That's based on Matthew 5:16. And I'm going to ask Nick to come up. Nick is going to be the director for us on this one. So, and I'm sure it will be twice as good as all the other ones we've had.
That's a big, 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 that's a Thanks, Doug.
So, like Doug said, we have a lot of bridging events that we do here. We make it a priority to reach out to our community. We come to our church, but not everybody from our community comes to church. So we use that opportunity to reach out to others. And so one kind of touched on already, but one, the big one that we're going to that kind of do this year, it's a second, I looked up this word, it's biannual, not biannual. I learned biannuals twice a year. So we're doing it every other year. This is something we try to do, biannual. I know. There's your Google event for the day. So what this is, it's a week-long service project-focused event with evangelism and fun kind of sprinkled in. So it's going to be a good time. So mark your calendars for, Doug said June 19th, that's that Sunday, but for the whole week, June 20th through the 25th. It's an opportunity for members to serve others in a community. Actually, it's kind of, I have to say this. I had no idea what the plan was for this year, what the focus was for this year. God is awesome, and he's definitely laid it on the hearts of the elders, and it's really interesting how he's allowing Operation 516 to happen this year too, kind of focusing on him and focusing on our neighbors. So I just wanted to point that out. I had no idea, so praise God. So we're going to be focusing on serving our neighboring community, evangelizing and sharing the gospel, sharing the good news of Christ, and then also growing amongst ourselves as a body of believers. So Doug already mentioned this. Why 516? What's the 516 piece of this? Well, it's based on Matthew 5:16. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. It's our theme verse for the week. And throughout the Bible, we see that God's heart is for people. He loves people, and definitely the lost. In Luke 13:34, Jesus says, "How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings." He loves us so much, he wants to protect us, even though we go astray. We see all the time in the Old Testament where the Israelites would wander away, and then but Christ or God would bring them back, and then Christ came. John 3:16 tells us that God sent his Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And it's a wonderful love story. But Jesus said in Matthew 20:28 that just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. Peter calls us to be like Christ. So in First Peter 2:21, he says, "For you were called to this, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you as an example, so that you should follow in his steps." So we're going to take this opportunity to be like Christ and reaching out to others in the community, especially in the form of service. So last year, we had the opportunity to work on the community near Greg and Linda's home. I believe that was community and Kim and Vicky's community, where we helped put a roof on some pillars that are out there. And so that's just one example of serving in the community. We have some ideas in mind, but we haven't nailed down all the different projects that we're going to work on. We could do something simple as painting someone's fence or whatever it is we decide. We haven't figured that out yet, but that's kind of what we're going to be focusing on during the week. Another aspect that we're going to be focusing on is evangelism. Greg already hit it on it already, but kind of the focus verse for the evangelism piece is, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God for salvation and to everyone who believes." It's Romans 1:16. The biggest service we can do for anyone is to tell them of the love of Christ and how to receive eternal life. So as like we're going to use this week to serve people, this is a way we're going to serve people, is sharing with them. If we truly believe in eternity, and in John 14:6, which is when Christ tells the disciples, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." If we really believe in that, we need to be telling as many people as we can. And Doug hit on that in 1 Corinthians. So I just want to share. There was a video. I don't have it, but there was a video that I saw on Facebook a while ago, and it was a guy. I can't remember his name, but he's a pretty self-proclaimed atheist, and he said this quote after someone shared the gospel with him. If you really believe and know that eternal life is real, and you know the only way to receive it, and that the alternative is an eternal hell and how horrible it is, how much do you have to hate someone not to tell them how to receive eternal life? So that challenged me, because I don't do that every day. And I think that's going to be, I just wanted to share that, because it's interesting that an atheist would think that way. And he must have been touched by that person who had shared the gospel with him. So our group of churches mission, Great Commission Churches, is based on Jesus' Great Commission in Matthew 28, 19, and 20. Go therefore, make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I've commanded you. So this week, during Operation 516, Charlie's going to help us learn how to evangelize. He's going to lead us through a session on how to share the gospel. We're going to talk about that, and then we're actually going to do it. So Charlie's going to take a couple people, can't talk. He's going to take a couple people with him and kind of do that while we're going throughout the week. But then we're actually going to dedicate some time where everybody's going to go out, and we're just going to go sharing the gospel, doing some prayer walks and things like that. So that's what we're going to focus on. Another way we're going to focus is feeding ourselves. So we need to grow as a body of believers. Psalm 100, 1 through 3 says, "Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." So we're going to spend some time to gather together, to worship him, to praise him, to pray to him, to and feed ourselves. How else can we... If we don't feed ourselves, how else do we have the energy to do the work that we've been asked to do or called to do? So we're fed by people like Greg, who's our pastor. We come to church every Sunday to be fed by him. We're also fed by reading the Word and studying. So we're going to spend some time in the evenings. We're going to have some dedicated learning times. We're going to have special guests come and speak to us. Last time we met, we had, I think, John Hoppler and Tom Short came and spoke. We had a couple other some of the elders spoke to, so we'll have some opportunity for that. We'll also, I'll talk about this later, but we're also going to have kind of a summer party toward the end of the week for everybody to kind of refuel and have some fun. So it should be a really good time. We need to worship and praise him is what I want to say. He deserves it, so that's what we're going to be doing. So here is a preliminary schedule. I've been praying about this, but this is kind of my schedule. This is not yet God's schedule, so let's start praying that it becomes God's schedule. What I mean by that is it's seriously, I mean, what I mean by that is I put this together. It's going to, I don't like this word, but it's going to evolve. So it's going to change probably. But we're looking at how to break out the days every week. So what we're looking at is doing some sort of Bible study in the morning, just kind of getting our hearts set on what it is that God wants us to do that day. We're going to have a time for lunch because food is always good. It brings people in. And kind of like we saw the pizza picture earlier that Skip showed us. And then we're going to set some time apart for a project, whatever that might be. We haven't decided that yet, but we're going to figure out what that might be. And then we'll have a break and activity so everybody can kind of get together and maybe play some ultimate frisbee or some football or something like that. And then we'll have dinner and then a worship and teaching night. And my idea is to do all of this in a location in our community. So at someone's house, preferably someone's house that's here from the church. And I'll talk about that here in a minute. But the worship and teaching night I'd like to have there instead of here at the church, because we're there in the community. We are serving the community that week. And so we would like to see the community, or we'd like to have the community see us worshiping God. I think it's okay to publicly worship God. And I think that if we're able to do that at someone's house, and kind of like a tent meeting, if you will, I don't know if that's the right word, but so it'll be good. So like I said, these can move and switch and rotate and repeat. But one of the things we're going to finish the week on is like a summer party. So we have the fall festival, but I thought it'd be cool to have summer party. And like I said, I keep saying I thought it'd be cool. So let's pray that God thinks it's cool that we do this. But summer party where we kind of get together. It can be at the church or it can be at that house that we're talking about. And maybe have some water games and just some activities and food and inviting the community to be a part of that. And then Friday we're going to have a big project. So we're asking adults. You can, if you want to take off the whole week and help us with all the stuff that we're doing, awesome. But we're asking that the adults can really, really consider and pray about taking work off on Friday and just focusing in on Operation 516. Matthew 5:16. So we're gonna figure out what a big project can be that everybody can do together for a majority of the day. And then in the afternoon and evening through Saturday, we're gonna have a camping trip. So it can be here at the church if the mosquitoes aren't bad, which we'll see how that goes. And then, we might travel somewhere else. So that's still in the works. And again, like I said, this is all in the works. But I wanted to put something together to show that I'm a little bit organized. The other thing we're going to do during the week is Backyard Bible Club. So if you're not familiar with Backyard Bible Club, it's kind of like a vacation Bible school where we'll invite children from the community to come and learn about Jesus and learn some stories and things like that. So that's the plan, is we're going to do this concurrently with the rest of Operation 516. So more to come on that later. But that's just to get that in your mind. So the things that we need to be thinking about and praying about are, we need leaders and some other things that I'll talk about down the way. So we need a project coordinator, we need a meal coordinator, we need a backyard Bible club coordinator, we need an evening event leader, a music coordinator, technology coordinator, there's a lot of coordinators, a communications manager, and a camping coordinator. So I'd ask you guys to be praying about how you can help with this. This is this big week-long event that our church is going to be putting on. So these are the type of things that we need. And if you would like to serve in one of these areas, you can contact me. Actually, I should have passed this out earlier. Hey, Deshaun or someone, can you guys, or Greg, can you mind passing those out? Sorry. I have my contact information on this sheet of paper. But if you're interested in serving in one of those areas, please let me know. We're going to start meeting here in a couple of weeks and starting to plan and getting ready for this week. And if you don't contact me, I have a feeling I know what some of you guys' interests are, and I know a lot of you in the church, so I'll be reaching out to you if you don't reach out to me. So heads up on that. But we also need prayer for a location, for leaders, obviously, and daily topics and themes, the projects that we'll be doing, and that God's will be done. That's really what we're all about. So I kind of talked about a location. Oh, that's not as clear as I thought it was going to be. We need a house of peace, what we're calling a house of peace. And we're specifically looking for someone that has maybe a two-car garage, so in case it's really hot or it starts to rain or something, we can bring stuff into there. A usable basement in case it's 147 degrees outside. It might be a little bit not cool to have it down there. A nice yard and a park nearby. So those are the kind of things we're looking for, community, and it's hard to tell. So what I have down here in the this is the southwest side of the church. So Darby area, Darby Creek area, there's some housing developments over there. And then also we're looking in the Hilliard, maybe Northern Galloway area. What our sphere of influence? Our church has a sphere of influence community. Yeah, is that kind of easier to see? I'll squat so you guys can see. But so that's kind of what we're looking at. If you live in that area, please consider opening your house up to us. We will definitely help clean if you're open to that, and all that. So, also, I guess something else we should be thinking. I didn't put this on the prayer list, but good weather. We can start praying for good weather now. So that we can serve him in this way. So you can find us on the web. We have a website, or a blog site. We have a Facebook page, a Twitter page, an Instagram page. And I don't use those, but I use Facebook. So, but we'll be out there on there, so you guys can see us there. That's it for me, I guess. That's what we're going to do for Operation 516.
That clicker. I gotta finish up here, Charlie. All right, so we're gonna come out of Operation 516, and almost the following weekend is 4th of July. And so, whoever opens up their home to be in that neighborhood, we'd also like you to host a 4th of July barbecue. But you don't have to grill, okay? I'll get that worked out for you. But the other thing is, so we touched on real quick, and Charlie's going to talk more about evangelism, but man, if we could get that house in the right neighborhood, we could start launching this whole idea of T for T that Charlie's been talking about for a while and really get after it in a specific neighborhood and then jump to the next neighborhood and the next neighborhood and things like that. So the other next thing is in July, life training. Darby Creek is going to life training again this year. Life training is going again to Darby Creek this year? No, something like that. But one of the things that we've started doing tonight to start building that whole community for the students and the leaders is we are having a citywide worship thing. And tonight, the Eastside Church called New Song will be joining us. Their students are coming. They went all the way down to the Creation Museum this morning, and they're coming all the way back here to worship with us tonight. So we're really excited about that. We'd love to get more of the Columbus area churches involved with that. So we'll use tonight's pictures and videos to put social pressure on them, just like Jesus would. In July and August, we're going to fire up the Sunday picnics again. So those are always fun. It's interesting to see what people bring. And I get to test their food because, oh, man, I forgot my lunch again. Fall Festival, October 22nd, October 29th. We're looking for people to run the whole shebang. Now, the nice thing about the Fall Festival is we now have a Fall Festival manual that includes a great weather program and inclement weather programming. So we're all set to go on that. November, we may have a craft show, so if there's crafty people who are interested in that, we'd love to help support that. So that's the gist of our purposed bridging events. That doesn't mean those are the only things that we do as a group, but all these things are really intended to reach out into the community for the sake of Christ. So with that, Charlie is going to talk more about not bridging events.